This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she respects the results of local elections in which pro-democracy forces scored a sweeping victory and said she would reflect on them seriously. Lam issued a statement Monday saying the government would listen humbly to the opinions of the members of the public after Sunday's local elections saw a record number of voters deliver a stunning rebuke to Beijing. But she also said it's time for the protest to end.
After these 5 or 6 months, Hong Kong people have realized very clearly that Hong Kong could no longer tolerate this chaotic situation. Everybody wants to go back to their normal life.
The vote was a major symbolic blow to pro-China forces that dominate Hong Kong politics, and the latest evidence of continued public support for a 5-month-old pro-democracy movement that has become increasingly aggressive. Now, the vote will not significantly change the balance of power in Hong Kong's quasi-democratic political system. District council members have no power to pass legislation. Top Chinese and U.S. trade negotiators had a chat via phone today. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
There are signs that China and the United States may be prepared to move forward with negotiations to end their trade dispute. The Chinese Commerce Ministry says Vice Premier Liu He and other senior officials spoke by phone Tuesday Beijing time with U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and agreed to maintain communication. On Monday, Wall Street set new record highs after Beijing announced new guidelines for protection of patents and copyrights. Theft of intellectual property has been a key issue in the trade war between China and the U.S. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. The emissions gap report is one of several studies released ahead of UN climate talks in Madrid next week, aimed at spurring world leaders to limit climate change. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change last year warned of huge global changes if that target is not met, such as the loss of nearly all coral reefs and most Arctic sea ice. Inger Andersen is the executive director of the UN Environments Program.
At this time, had we acted in 2010, we would have had to reduce our emissions by 3.2% a year, by 3.3% a year. Now, because of climate procrastination, which we have essentially had during these 10 years, we are looking at a 7.6% reduction.
She said hope was not lost.
Is that possible? Absolutely. Will it take political will? Yes. Will we need to have the private sector lean in? Yes. But the science tells us that we can do this.
The report named the United States as one of several large emitters, alongside Brazil and Japan falling short of its own targets or nationally determined contributions. A new leak of classified Chinese government documents has revealed how authorities are using a massive data collection program to target and detain an estimated 1 million ethnic minority Muslims in the country's Xinjiang province. The trove of documents, which was obtained and published by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, revealed the blueprints and tactics behind an intensifying program of intrusive surveillance, political and cultural indoctrination against Uyghurs and other Muslim ethnic groups. The White House confidentially reviewed documents that revealed extensive efforts to generate an after-the-fact justification for President Trump's decision to hold up military aid to Ukraine, according to The Washington Post. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
The newspaper, citing three people familiar with the records, reports the research was done by the White House Counsel's Office. Among the hundreds of documents found, emails between Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and White House budget officials seeking to provide an explanation for the withholding of nearly $400 million in security assistance. The Post also reports that a person briefed on the matter said White House lawyers are expressing concern that the review turned up some unflattering and potentially embarrassing email exchanges. Matt Small, Washington.
Israel's attorney general says Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu can stay on as head of government even after he was indicted last week for alleged corruption. Although cabinet ministers are required to step down after an indictment, the laws about a prime minister are not explicit. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.